Ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you.
Adoration.
Faith in God naturally leads to adoration, because prayer without adoration is like a body without a soul. It's not only incomplete, but it just doesn't work. Through adoration, we express our genuine, heartfelt love and longing for God. Adoration inevitably leads to praise and worship as our thoughts are focused on God's surpassing greatness. The Scriptures are a vast treasury, overflowing with descriptions of God's grandeur and His glory. The Psalms in particular can be transformed into passionate prayers of adoration. Psalm 95 is a great example. David says, "Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the sheep of His hand."
Confession.
Not only do the Psalms abound with illustrations of adoration, but they are replete with exclamations of confession as well. Those who are redeemed by the person and work of Jesus Christ are positionally declared righteous before God. In practical terms, however, we're still sinners who sin every day. And while that unconfessed sin will not break our union with God, it will break our communion with God. Thus, confession is a crucial aspect of daily prayer. The concept of confession carries the acknowledgement that we stand guilty before God's bar of justice. There's no place for self-righteousness before God. We can only develop intimacy with the Lord through prayer when we confess our need for forgiveness and contritely seek His pardon. The Apostle John sums it up beautifully when he writes, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness."
Thanksgiving.
Nothing, and I mean nothing, is more basic to prayer than thanksgiving. Scripture teaches us to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Failure to do so is the stuff of pagan babblings and of carnal Christianity. Pagans, says Paul, know about God, but neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. Carnal Christians likewise fail to thank God regularly for His many blessings. They suffer from what might best be described as selective memories and live by their feelings rather than by faith. They are prone to forget the blessings of yesterday as they thanklessly barrage the throne of grace with new requests each day. That, according to the Apostle Paul, is a far cry from how we should pray. Instead, we ought to approach God overflowing with thankfulness as we devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful.